This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So if you are zalim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafir. If you are zalum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. If you are zalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaffar. But if you reach this level of musrif, which is you did everything in the book, everything is haram you did. If you are musrif, asrafu ala anfusihim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wasi'ul maghfirah. Is infinite in mercy. So these are the four different levels of mercy in the Quran. We need to keep two things in mind. The first one, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite in mercy. Inna rabbaka ghafur rahim. But in the meantime, is shadidul iqab. Because people, they do bad things, they say, oh, Allah will forgive me. Yes, Allah talks about His mercy in the Quran, but He also talks about His punishment. So we need to keep the balance and keep this in mind. The other thing is, when we talk about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do mistakes, there are two types of Muslims who do mistakes and sins. Those who do something bad and they justify. It's okay, it is not haram, and so on and so forth. And those who do mistakes and they admit it, yes, I'm a Muslim, but I'm a weak human being. I made a mistake. So they humble themselves. In this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is hope in His mercy. I'll give you an example. In Surah Baqarah and other surahs of the Quran, it's mentioned in Surah Araf, Surah Taha, Surah Sa'd, in different surahs of the Quran, along with Surah Baqarah. Adam alayhi salam made a mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, don't eat from this tree. He disobeyed, he ate from the tree. He made a mistake. Shaitan made a mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to make sajda to Adam. He didn't listen. Why was Adam alayhi salam forgiven, but Shaitan was not forgiven? Because Adam alayhi salam humbled himself. He said, I made a mistake. So forgive me, Allah forgave him. But Shaitan, he said, why should I make sajda to him? I'm better than him. You created me from fire, you created him from mud. Why should I make sajda? He argued, he didn't humble himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Adam alayhi salam was forgiven, Shaitan was not forgiven. So if you make a mistake, if you commit a sin, humble yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Admit it. It's haram. And I'm a weak human being, and I'll try inshallah to quit. But if you say, it is not a big deal, everyone is doing it, everyone is delaying their salah, everyone is doing riba, everyone is selling alcohol, everyone is dating, everyone... You don't expect tawbah for someone who has this kind of mentality. If you humble yourself, you admit you are weak, then there's hope for you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, doesn't matter how big your sin is. There is something interesting about the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. If you read in Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, the two worst sins in the Quran are given in this surah. يعني الكبائر كثيرة. There are several types of kabair in Islam. But the two worst sins in the Quran, or at least in Surah Ma'idah, number 1, shirk. Committing shirk, worshipping someone else. إن الله يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Allah does not forgive committing shirk, but He is willing to forgive anything else of whoever He wants. So in Surah Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticizes the Nasara who worship Isa alayhi salam. They say that he is three and so on and so forth, and they worship Isa alayhi salam. This is the worst type of sins. إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Luqman, indeed, shirk is the worst of all wrongs. The second type of, or the second worst sin in Surah Ma'idah and in the Quran in general is killing prophets. Now there is someone who came, he's not asking money from you, he's giving you hidayah for free, and he cares about you, he loves you more than you love yourself, because yourself will take you to desires, to Jahannam, but the prophet wants to save you from Jahannam and take you to Jannah. So he loves you more than you, حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is keen about your safety and guidance. And you kill him. And this is what the Yahud did. They killed Zachariah, they killed Yahya, they tried to kill Isa alayhi salam. So these are the two worst types of sins in Surah Ma'idah. One is done by the Christians, the Nasara, and one by the Yahud. And still, subhanAllah, at the end of this page, which criticizes shirk, and criticizes killing the prophets, at the bottom of the page, it says, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. after killing the prophets and committing shirk, if they come back to me and ask for my forgiveness, I will forgive them. After killing prophets and committing shirk. So what is your sin compared to their sins? It's nothing. So the point is, no matter how big your sin is, it is never bigger than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and to shower you with His forgiveness, you have to be forgiving towards people. In Surah Nur, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. If you want Allah to forgive you, you have to forgive people and you have to be forgiving. In the story of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, it's a long story. If you look at the example of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a human being, and I know. Sometimes people hurt you, they stab you in the back, they do you wrong, you have been doing good to them all your life, and they stab you, they betray you. And it is hard to forgive them. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to forgive. And I think one of the greatest examples of his forgiveness in the books of Sirah, there is one story in Bukhari, the stories are so many. Al-Habbar ibn al-Aswad, a notorious man, an evil man from Mecca. He fought against the Prophet ﷺ, and when Zaynab, the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ, was leaving Mecca to Medina to follow her father, by herself, she was on her camel. So this evil man, Al-Habbar ibn al-Aswad, came and he started to poke the camel, and the camel started to jump. Zaynab radiallahu anha, the daughter of Muhammad ﷺ, fell down, she was pregnant. She fell down, she landed on a rock, her baby was killed, and because of the consequences of the miscarriage, she died, radiallahu anha. The daughter of he was the reason why Zaynab, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lost her baby, and eventually she died because of the pain. And he fought against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he was like a big enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So after Fath Mecca, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he humbled himself. He sat in front of the Prophet ﷺ with tears in his eyes, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I made a mistake. I fought against you, and you have the truth on your side, so please forgive me. And the Prophet ﷺ said, okay, I will forgive you. And he forgave him, and he gave him shahada. Same thing in the story of Wahshi. He killed the best of people after Muhammad ﷺ. He killed Hamza, radiallahu anhu, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ. And eventually, Wahshi came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, is there any tawbah for me? Like, I did a terrible thing. I killed, you know, Hamza, you loved him. I did a terrible thing, I fought against you. Is there any tawbah for me if I take shahada? And this ayah was revealed, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. So this ayah in Surah Zumar was revealed, O my servants who have exceeded all the limits against their own souls, if you make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. He forgives all sins. So if you humble yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will forgive you. And if you forgive other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be forgiving towards you. So inshallah, we'll continue the discussion about the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and maghfirah some other time. Jazakallah khair. So the question for last night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives wahy in the Quran only to prophets. But how come He gave wahy to Umm Musa? Surah Qasas, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَرْضِعِي. So the ulama say there are two different types of wahi in the Quran. There is wahi exclusively for the prophets, which is revelation. وَأَوْحِيَ إِلَىٰ نُوحٍ وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ. So this is called wahi, revelation. But there is also another type of wahi which is called inspiration, ilham. So وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ. We inspired the mother of Musa. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. And Allah inspired, gave wahy to the bees on how to build their houses and how to make honey. So this type of wahy inspiration is to guide you to do the best thing. And this covers humans and animals and birds and the rest of Allah's creation. So it doesn't mean revelation in the case of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. The winner is Brother Munir al-Zahir. MashaAllah, takbir. Ahsant. Good job. Barakallahu fiqh. Question for tonight is difficult. Who takes your soul when you die? In one ayah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha. It is Allah who takes your soul when you die. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِلَ بِكُمْ. It is the angel of death that takes your soul when you die. So who is taking your soul? Is it Allah or the angel of death? If you know the answer, email me before tomorrow, Asr, at Imam Mustafa at Anatolia Center. That's it. Jazakallah.